Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the 3i Infotech Limited Investors Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the initial remarks concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Asha Gupta from ENYIR. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Sagar. Good evening to all of you. Welcome to the investor conference call of 3i Infotech Limited. As you are aware, this is a 30-minute call to discuss the recent changes of senior management. To answer your questions, we have top management of 3i Infotech Limited represented by Mr. Uttam Prakash Agrawal, Non-Executive Independent Director and Chairman of Board of Directors, Mr. Avtar Singh Monga, Non-Executive Independent Director and Chairman of Nomination and Remuneration Committee, Mr. Harish Shenoy, Chief Operating Officer, Professional Services and Chief Risk Officer, Mr. Sanjay Rawa, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Varika Rastogi, Company Secretary and Head Legal. Mr. Uttam will start the call briefing you all about the recent update, and then we will open the floor for Q&A session. As usual, I would like to remind you that anything that is said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future or which can be construed as forward-looking statement must be viewed in conjunction with the risk and uncertainties that we face. This risk and uncertainties are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with the SEBI and subsequent annual report that you can find on our website. With this, I will now hand over the floor to Mr. Uttam. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, respected shareholders and investors. I extend my gratitude to all of you for joining us today for our investor call. Your presence and engagement are deeply appreciated as we navigate through significant developments and chart the course for the future of your 3i Infotech Limited. For those who may not be familiar with me, I am CA Uttam Prakash Agarwal, the former president of Chartered Accountants Institute, newly appointed non-executive chairman of the company, assuming this role from December 10, 2023. This marks the first occasion I have the privilege to address our esteemed shareholders, and I do so with a profound sense of responsibility and commitment to our collective success. Firstly, I would like to address the recent transition in our senior management team. We have witnessed significant departures, including the exit of the former MD CEO Thompson, Sex Krishnan, our former chairman Ashok Shah, and one director, Mr. Srida. While acknowledging their contributions, it is imperative to recognize that their performance did not meet the expectations set by the board. As custodian of shareholders' value, the independent board of 3i Infotech remains committed to upholding high standards of performance and accountability throughout the organization. We firmly believe that the decisive actions taken by the board will position us for strong performance and improved execution in the future. I assure you that succession planning is a top priority, and we are committed to ensuring stability in leadership role during this transitional phases. In light of the recent development, the board has constituted Executive Management Committee led by Harish Shenoy, who is a very senior part of your company, CFO Sanjay Rawa and CS Varika Rastogi. They will oversee the company operation until the appointment of new CEO. Additionally, we have strengthened our board with the appointment of technocrat Mr. Umesh Mehta as a non-executive director, bringing invaluable expertise and vision to our team. Moreover, I would like to highlight our proactive approach towards addressing compliance issue, optimizing costs across the organization. We have initiated comprehensive review and implemented measures to streamline operations, enhance efficiency, and drive profitability. Furthermore, our investment in product development are expected to yield positive returns, bolstering our cash flow in the coming quarter. I am pleased to report that our forensic and operational audits are progressing as planned, underscoring our commitment to transparency, integrity, and compliance. While specific details cannot be disclosed at this time, rest assured that we are fully committed to addressing any identified issues and strengthening our internal control and governance framework. Regarding concern raised about promoter perspective, I want to assure you that under the reconstituted board and the new management, we are focused on stabilizing operations before considering any changes in ownership structure. In conclusion, I reaffirm our unwavering commitment to delivering value for our shareholders and upholding the highest standards of corporate governance. Despite the challenges, I am confident in our company potential for success, and I am grateful for your continued support. Thank you for your attention. I will now pass the floor to the operator for the question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets only while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Purushottam S., who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. See, the question I wanted to ask is, for last 3 years since Thompson took over, we kept hearing about legacy issues. And earlier also, legacy issues have always clouded performance of 3i. Now, any legacy issues, I understand the responsible management will take probably 2 quarters, 3 quarters and resolve it. So what I'm wondering is, and even now if we talk about, there is a forensic audit, findings of that are pending. So I want to understand, when is it that we come out of these legacy issues, and how long we'll continue to keep hearing about legacy issues? You must appreciate that shareholders' wealth has been destroyed like anything because of the stories we keep hearing. So wanted some confidence from your side, when will we close the legacy issues? Because I'm sure everything is resolvable. When will we close the legacy issues and move forward and show some sort of improvements in performance?
Mr. Purushottam, thank you for your question. Let me tell you that legacy committee has almost held more than 13 committee meetings. And there are issues, not one or two, related with the income tax, related with the GST, related with the SEBI compliance, related with the FEMA, related with the foreign subsidiary, related with the ED, related with the service tax, even internal various issues. So the committee has gone through, they have found out something which is not in the interest of the shareholders. Therefore, because there nobody said, no regulator has said to form this to do the forensic audit. So our board has taken this initiative to come before the investor, before anything being on record. So I can assure you that I think in this one quarter, almost we will be able to do it. Some of the development has taken place, which I cannot explain today. The previous management, when there was even the certain takeover and the sale of the assets, some of the divestment, there also we are reviewing the thing. We are in touch with the company, but what is happening? That the new management is unable to get a lot of database. In absence of, we have called even the all the former directors, chairman, company secretary, auditors, internal auditors. So we are doing the foolproof process before we bring to the any regulatory authority or even the shareholder. If something is very serious in nature, so it is not. It should not be perception of my shareholder that this committee has formed for last 1 year, and nothing has come out. Lot of things has come out. We have rectified, improved, which is that is the reason also that we have initiated the operational audit also. That has come out from that only.
Okay.
An issue that which the GSC committee is looking after is a pile over for last 27 years. I cannot be resolved in 1 year or 1.5 years.
And even then,
that legacy issue is something different, but that is not stopping us for the growing of our business.
So I appreciate your remark on this. What I'm trying to ask is, will we get transparently what is the overall impact of legacy issues? Because that's something which we as shareholders are really concerned about. We don't know how much it is going to impact and when it is going to impact. Well, someday we need to know what is the overall impact on business of the legacy issues. So are we saying that with
Purushottamji, good time will come very shortly.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
We hope that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. A small reminder to all the participants. You may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Siddharth Gupta from Voyager Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. To be completely honest, the developments over the past few months have been slightly concerning because a spate of top management resigning. Also, I'm not very clear whether it's the board who asked them to resign or whether they were self-called for resignations are very concerning to long-term investors. What I would like to hear from you would be a few things. First, there have been obviously some business plans that were laid out over the past couple of years which were told to investors. A lot of the targets were not met, but we were told we are heading towards profitability, growing businesses, etc. Are we staying on track, or is there going to be an overhaul in the way we are approaching our businesses? Are we planning on cutting back, selling, because there is a complete change at the top? Second, is it going to affect any of our ongoing projects? And third, sir, you said, it's fairly so that 27 years of issues can't be resolved in 1.5 years. But what has happened, while the suspicion on behalf of investors comes in because we've been again and again told this quarter, this is one of the last things that have been told, this will solve everything. So we would like to hear from you in terms of any assurances in terms of what the committee has found, or by when can we expect certain disclosures, or if the copy of the audit report would be shared with shareholders, what would your perspective be?
Siddharthji, first of all, let me thank you because you are our oldest shareholder. You are in touch with our team people to understand about the company. But in short, I can tell you that whatever the new professionally managed board is very, very concerned for the value of our shareholders. And very shortly, right, because if you will see that the quarter to quarter, the financial statement, what you are getting it is a cleaning of the company. right? That is again, I can say that is an outcome of our legacy committee, where we have seen wherever we are satisfied that yes, this thing was not proper. We have already done that exercise in our financial statement. But there are a lot of things which is related with the FEMA, related with the subsidiary company, related with the GST, with the income tax. I can tell you the huge amount that was pending for the TDS reconciliation. That also we have recovered from the department. So just give us some time, and I can assure you the way the legacy committee, and for your information, that we have formed two committees. It's a product committee, product evaluation committee, and second one, the investment committee. Earlier, what we found that this current board, that the whatever stake sale or whatever disinvestment was done, that was again not in the proper way. So therefore, the certain SOP has been designed by the investment committee. Even our two important directors, they are very experienced in the IT. One Mr. Avtar Singh Monga, and second one very senior IAS officer, former. He was the secretary to our Information Technology Ministry, Aruna Sharma ji. They have gone, visited, evaluated all the products. And I'm hopeful on behalf of the board, and also assure my shareholder that again, to the previous Purushottam ji, I said the good day will come. I can say we will not give the commitment which we are not able to fulfill. Seriously, even though we are independent directors, but most of the my board members are contributing a lot, looking to the expectation of my shareholders. That's such a nice company. You all people are part of that. And we also feel proud to serve you as a director of the board.
Right. Okay. So from what I thank you so much for your words, Mr. Agarwal. This was very nice to hear. But it didn't answer one of my first questions, that whether are we evaluating a complete change in the direction of what we are going forward with, or broadly are we sticking to what our goals were for in terms of where the business is heading. I'm separating it into two parts. The first part is the legacy issues. That is something that you've addressed, that we have a committee, we are evaluating all the issues that have come up. Going forward, are we sticking to our origin, to the plan that we've already laid out and the targets that we've set for ourselves, or are we in the process of reevaluating and deciding certain business, are we planning on cutting back certain businesses, certain divisions, certain departments? How are we looking at
let me Siddharji, I Dasu, let me tell you, as on today, whatever my former MD on behalf of the board has committed, we are continue with that. But when the board evaluated the performance and even some of the products and services, therefore we formed these two committees.
Okay.
Right? And therefore we have formed, and if we find it is in the interest of the shareholder, certainly we'll continue. Otherwise we will come back to the shareholder and tell us that what is the problem, why we are not able to continue. So ultimately the board concern will be that to give the more revenue to us.
Fair. I understood. Thank you, sir. I'll go back to the line and let other investors ask you questions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sanjay Kare, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, Mr. Chairman, I mean, again, a long-term investor, and just for any investor, it's very important to know when our company is going to be profitable and when company is going to be having enough cash to run the business. It's like every quarter for last 3-4 years, we have been hearing that, okay, next quarter is going to be probably profitable. We'll be having, we are working on generating the cash, and we'll be having enough cash to run the business. So there's two important things of what is really happening. When we'll be seeing the profit, which quarter we'll be seeing the profit, and what are the steps management is taking to generate the cash. That's the first one. And second one, about what is the timeline you're looking at to get the new CEO? Is it going to be 1 quarter, 2 quarter? and how things will be shaped up.
Yeah. First, I'll go to the second question, Mr. Sanjay. Thank you very much for your concern. We have identified some of the good consultancy firms who are already working with the top IT company, and we are having a discussion, and maximum 90 days, we will be able to have the good CEO of your company.
Okay.
Second thing, what you have asked, the commitment about when the company will turn into the cash generation, this and that. If one line answer you want, then I can say straight away the exit of the various 3-4 people from the company is a result of that. Is that the board was not happy. What has been committed to the shareholders, it was not coming on the table where we all as a director and the chairman of the company can face out, and we taken the very serious step. Whatever commitment has been done to the shareholders, not from quarter to quarter, for last 2-3 years after even the carve out, we were not able to give what is expected of the shareholder. So the outcome of all the exercise at the board level, you can see the exit of the 3-4 people.
Sure. The whole the action what you guys are taking, it is going to be a quality for investors, and that's what we are looking for. Second thing is, are we exploring any options or opportunities to work with other, tie up with other companies, or getting merged into other companies, or what different, are we seeing those kind of options getting evaluated, considering the performance is not going up for so many years?
Sanjay, let me be with you only because you are concerned for last so many years. I, as a chairman on the behalf of the board, really concerned for exactly where my company is standing today. And therefore, we have this operational audit and forensic audit. So somebody to whom if I talk for disinvestment or even merging with some company and all, right, in the due diligence will be a problem. So unless and until what is the value of your company, the board cannot determine. We are not able to take, and we are not thinking of this line because the team, the human resources with your companies are the top class. Our products are very good, services are very good. So far, I think that situation has not come that we can think over. Let me bring back the company, what it should be as an IT company with a good governance and a profitable company. Then only we can think over. Whether we will merge with somebody or we will get somebody merge with us, that is all, again, the time will tell.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Agarwal, and wishing you all the best to your
thank you very much.
Members. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shyamada Kumaran, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Am I audible?
Very good. Very, very well audible.
Good evening, Mr. Agarwal. I'm a very old investor, been with the company from almost 2007 onwards, and seen all the turbulence, all whatever is happening with the company throughout. Because this is a company which has kept on giving a lot of promises, but somehow never able to touch that. And somehow most of the questions which I wanted to ask, most of them have been asked. So what I am doing is to raise the concern. So this is a company from which now suddenly within a 3 months and 4 months, the three or four or five top ranking people have been resigning. And still we were given a lot of the colors like that 1,000 crore company. We are going to be a billion-dollar company and all those things. I know I just heard what all the answers to all that. So please take it as a concern from a long-standing investor. Hope you will be able to take the company in the right direction and take hold of the shareholders' interest, Mr. Agarwal.
Shyamdaji, let me thank you first of all that the people like you who are the shareholder for last so many years to serve this company on behalf of each one of you. I can already answer your question, but let me assure you that 1,000 crore company, it was there 1 or 2 months between for some short period of time. But I'm not happy on behalf of the board. I want to see that more than 1,000 crore company is not for a certain period. It should be continued for long. The way you have been us, you have been with us for since 2007. I think if next call or next to next call, I think there will not be any question mark on the management and as well as on the board to showcase the performance.
Thank you very much, Mr. Agarwal. That is, it is very nice of you that you have taken such a proactive decision to address the concerns of the investor. One more small this thing. What is the present state of the railway net?
Railway net. That is a RailTel project.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So that again, it's a questions of the window closure. I am not able to address this issue openly, but certainly the progresses are there.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Agarwal, and all the best wishes to you to take the company forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Uttam for closing comments.
Yeah. So, thank you very much for your attention. Time is over. Right. If anything, any investor has anything to say, kindly write to our company secretary and the email ID given on our website. We will be happy to consider all your advice and suggestion and see that company work on that direction. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of 3i Infotech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.